Okay. Hello, welcome to the CHS podcast. I'm your host, Tristan Johnson, and today I have with me Mr. Reitberger. Say hello.
Hi, how are you today?
Hello, I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Fine. It's fine.
Nice. So today we're just going to ask you a couple questions, some stuff about maybe your past, personal life, stuff like that. With my first question is, where did you grow up?
Grew up in Hutchinson, Kansas. All of my life, but have lived here in Clearwater more, so I call Clearwater home.
Nice. Yeah, my grandparents grew up in Hutch, so that's pretty cool. Where did you go to college?
Well, if we were live and in front of a camera, you'd find out I went to Fort Hays State University back in the 1980s.
Wow.
And earned a degree in history, both a bachelor's and master's degree at Fort Hays.
Yeah, so why did you decide to teach history?
A lifelong interest. Since I was a kid, I always read about the Old West, fascination with particularly this country's past. So it's just been something I was always interested in, always read a lot, watched a lot of movies, and it was just a natural path for me to continue that in teach history as a teacher.
Nice. So are there any specific wars that you're like interested in, or?
I've got several friends that we share a lot of books on the Civil War, and then World War II would probably be a chief focus and interest for myself.
Have you taught any other classes besides history?
Well, in over 30 years of teaching, particularly at a small, my teaching career started in Buckland, Kansas, small school where you had to teach everything, history, American history, world history, American government, Kansas history, wow, economics classes. So yeah, I've taught a wide range of social studies classes over the years.
Nice. And with teaching, I have heard that you might be a coach. Did you coach at Clearwater any certain sports?
Almost every year I was employed at USD 264, I coached either basketball or track. At the middle school or the high school level, I coached the high school girls for 11 years and was the high school track coach for several of those years, too.
Nice. And I know that you don't go to Clearwater here anymore, but what have you been doing after retirement?
Well, after retiring just 2 years ago, I continue to be connected. I substitute here at all the buildings, actually. I won't go below fourth grade level, but I don't think I'm able to handle the little ones. But I've been in all three of the buildings throughout the last year and a half or so. And then it's a real treat for me to continue to announce at all of the high school athletic events, the basketball and football games. It's a blast, and I really enjoy doing that. So I'm fortunate that the district allows me to continue to do that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Do you have any, like, I guess, cool or crazy moments that have happened at Clearwater? Any stories?
None that I could share with anybody in this room. When you teach for as long as I did, you're going to have stories and challenging situations with students or coworkers. None come to mind that are earth-shattering and in any way, but it's been a great career of teaching, and our local schools are top-notch, and I'm proud to be part of it.
And since now that you're retired, I'm assuming you have some hobbies. Any specific hobbies that you really enjoy?
Well, anybody that knows me knows I'm an avid fisherman, and I fish a lot, a great deal, actually, more than my wife, I'm sure, likes to me to be gone. But love to fish. I joked with everybody. The question always comes up, well, what are you doing now with retirement? Are you keeping busy? And my response is always, I have the cleanest garage in town. So just around the yard work, but fishing is a pastime that I'm always pursuing.
Yeah. And so now I'll just ask you a couple of fun questions, perhaps. Do you have any, like, favorite movies? or anything like that, movie watcher?
Favorite movies. Well, I'm going to show my age here because I've been asked that question before in another setting. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. It's probably a movie none of these you young guys have seen. Is one of my all-time favorites, Paul Newman and Robert Redford. Saving Private Ryan.
Ooh, I've heard of that one. I haven't watched it.
If you ever get a chance to ask Mr. Hampton, he and I have talked about it. It's a movie that every time it's on, I can't change it. Mm-hmm. I love Training Day with Denzel Washington. He won an Oscar for his performance in that movie. And The Shawshank Redemption.
I've heard that one's good.
Well, those are two movies that later, a little bit newer, that all of you should check out. You truly enjoy. Mm-hmm. The Shawshank Redemption actually is a story that was written by Stephen King.
Oh, so. I didn't know that. And you were saying stuff earlier about books. Do you have any, I guess, favorite books?
Stephen Ambrose is, he's since passed away, but was probably my favorite author. And again, he focuses on American history. He wrote a classic, Undaunted Courage, about the Lewis and Clark expedition. It's probably his masterpiece, but he's also written a number of books on World War II, mm-hmm. Highlighting various aspects of that conflict in the mid-20th century. So Stephen Ambrose is a great author.
Mm-hmm.
That would probably be some of my reading interests.
Nice, yeah. I don't read too much, but I should check some of those books out. Well, I think that's about all we have for you. I have one more question, and we've asked this to every single interview. If you would have one wish, what would you wish for?
Oh, boy. That's a difficult question. Not to get sappy at all, but I'd like to have the opportunity to see my mom again. She passed away in 2018.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, it's just part of life, but
yeah.
You always wish you could have the opportunity to see those people again and say things that you want. If I had one wish, it would probably be that, to have the opportunity to sit down with my mom one more time.
Oh, yeah. That is a very good thing. Well, we're very glad to have you on our podcast. Thank you for allowing your time to come here.
Well, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. I get a chance to connect with kids.
Yeah.
And this is a worthwhile project. I hope if it's something you pursue as a career later on, that you're successful. And mm-hmm. just thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for coming. All right. That's all we got.